Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, rummaging in the Bugle archives once more. In November 2011, the people were fighting back. So, of course, so were the powers that be. This is from Bugle issue 171, entitled A Greek Tragedy. It's me and John Oliver.
Protest update now! And, Andy, if companies manufacturing tear gas have ever thought about floating themselves on the stock market, now might be the time. It is a boom economy in every sense of the word. But it's not just tanks firing into civilians in Syria, and it's not just police shooting Occupy Oakland protesters in California with rubber bullets. All over the world, people are standing up and calling bullshit wherever they see bullshit. Bolivia news! And a group of indigenous Amazonians reached La Paz last week to a triumphant welcome. The two-month march was made by 1,000 men, women and children campaigning against plans to build a road through a rainforest reserve. And if that sounds like a lovely trip, you know, something an 18-year-old student on a gap year might attempt and come back with beautiful photographs and ethnic beads that they insist on wearing for the next 3 years, then think again. Because during their 8 weeks on the road, protesters were blocked and then dispersed by riot police using batons and tear gas, scenes which provoked an outcry across Bolivia. So much so that two ministers resigned amid the outrage. And Andy, has there ever been a good end to firing tear gas canisters at people? I usually find that people covered in tear gas are quite a lot angrier than people not covered in tear gas. In fact, I'd go so far as to say there's a mathematical correlation between tear gas coverage and fury.
That's just such a shame it took you a whole Edinburgh run to work that out.
The Bolivian president, Evo Morales, is under increasing pressure as his poll numbers have plunged. In fact, about 45% of voters spoiled their ballot papers in last Sunday's election for top judges, which was a key policy of Evo Morales. 45%, Andy, that's an impressive turnout of people so angry that they want to officially register that anger by explicitly not engaging in a process that they're actively engaging in. I tell you what President Morales should do, Andy, to calm that 45% of people down. Tear gas them, Andy. I know it hasn't worked so far, but statistically it has to happen eventually.
There have also been major protests in Chile, the biggest for decades in that needlessly long and thin country. And people have been demanding free public education. And I would say this to the protesters of Chile. Do not wish for that. That is, in fact, the last thing you want. Do not find out about the world. It will only upset you. And besides, there's no point learning it. There won't be any jobs. There won't be any jobs after you've been educated. Why raise the Hindenburg of hope?
God, that is a bleak sentence.
Well, that's a bit of a slow burner.
Too soon.
Were you actually on that airship, John? Were you actually on that airship? Don't be offended on other people's behalf, John.
So, how, I wonder, Andy, did the police respond to these protests in Chile? I'll give you a quiz. Was it A, with flowers, B, with a gift plate of assorted deli meats, or C, with tear gas and a water cannon chaser? Do you know what, Andy? I'll tell you. They responded with tear gas and water cannons to disperse the crowds. Yeah. And if we're concerned about future world water shortages, which it seems we are, we might want to stop turning water cannons on groups of peaceful protesters as well. Truth is, Chile just never seems united unless they've got trapped miners underground. In fact, if I was the Chilean president, I'd be burying those plucky little miners again as quickly as possible and get that live feed set up so we can pull them out in those little one-man torpedo cages again. Chi-chi, lele! Chi-chi, lele! Oh, that was great! What are we angry about again?
The latest from the Occupy London protest now, and St Paul has resigned. In a tearful statement, the five-time former epistle writer of the year said, "It's with great regret that I've decided I can no longer continue as a saint. My epistles have, I'm afraid, failed to provide an adequate solution to all the world's economic problems in the last few weeks, and therefore I must step down. The cathedral will, until a permanent replacement is appointed, be temporarily named after the little-known St Alvin."
It is amazing the controversy that they've caused, the protests in London. They've been camped outside St Paul's, where they've managed to cause this controversy with their entirely peaceful behaviour. Now, any idiot can make the news by throwing a brick through a window, Andy, but can you make the news by sitting quietly outside a tent? That's the real test. The cathedral claimed that they were losing £20,000 a day during its closure. How, Andy? How the holy f*** can they make £20,000 a day through tourism? How much are people putting into those donation buckets?
And how much?
It's the most profitable business in the UK.
And how much is that bishop showing? He's got to be flashing a lot of flesh to get that amount of money from his visitors. But it's kind of interesting following this, that, as we talked about last week, Boris Johnson said the protesters had made their points. And they've been criticised as well, the protesters, for not coming up with a proper alternative, as if that is their responsibility. And it seems to have come down to this kind of black and white debate between, should we keep all capitalism, or will we have no capitalism at all? And I don't really like my economics like that, John. I like my economics like a prison refurbishment officer likes his paint catalogues, with plenty of shades of grey.
That was another Bugle Top Story. Thank you for listening. Now do pop over to the Mothership and listen to the latest episode of The Bugle. Goodbye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow-up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.